Every time the phone rings, ring. I hope that it's you on the other side.
All right, we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Got an email here from Phil.
Oh, Lord.
Sending positive feedback.
Oh, really? Phil?
I am positive no one wants to hear the pee ink story either. Thank you.
Oh, shout out to Phil. Big Philly.
Just for that, Phil, guess what comes. I'm going to do?
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. Yee-haw! And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
This is why the story is interesting, is because Pharrell Williams is entangled in three legal disputes. Okay.
I'm on edge of seat.
Lawyers for Pink are seeking to block Pharrell Williams' attempt to trademark P.Inc. She says it's going to cause confusion or deception among consumers. He says he intends to use P.Inc. for promotional marketing services in the field of music. Victoria's Secret has also filed opposition to Pharrell Williams' trademark, saying it was highly similar to the fashion brand's own Pink line. He's in another legal battle, with his longtime producing partner, Chad Hugo, after allegedly attempting to trademark the name of their project, the Neptunes, without Hugo's involvement. Pharrell Williams is saying, you know what? No, I was only doing that to make sure a third party doesn't get a hold of the trademark. But the other guy's lawyers say it's a land grab in a long simmering dispute. Okay.
Me ask question.
Me no, no answer.
Did Victoria's Secret ever think of suing Pink?
Great question. I don't know which came first, Pink or Pink.
But I feel like that's a three-headed monster.
Yeah,
so
I think
it's
you're
sort
right.
of strange that Pink and Vicky's would be like, hey, Pharrell, what's up? But shouldn't they have already been like, hey, Pink, what's up? What's up with you, Vicky? What are you doing?
That's a good question.
Let's dig them up.
The Pink line from Victoria's Secret launched in 2002. So Pink the singer launch? Would have been before that. 95, she was active.
Wonder if she got mad at Pink. Like Victoria's Secret Pink.
Great questions. Thank you. I don't have an answer. Donna, want, leave. Anyway, Pink.
Where are we at on getting that? That dog
oh,
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah.
So if you don't know, if you're always like, oh, I wonder if that Donna Valentine's not in good health, that's a joke that she's doing. It has to do with the soundboards that dogs can. So it's like dog, like me, want walk.
Yeah, Fluffy want treat.
And Donna wants a human version, usually just for when she wants to leave the studio mid-segment, which is frequent, friends.
Oh, man. Anyway, did you see the video of Luke Bryan taking a tumble on stage in Canada?
Boy, he's taken quite a few tumbles on stage, hasn't he?
I just thought the same thing.
Like, I feel like you could do, like, Luke Bryan's top five like a smash. Stage falls.
Yeah. So, I guess he was in Canada. He was at some kind of festival, and he was getting the crowd pumped and somebody threw their phone on stage and he stepped on it and slid and took a pretty big digger. There's video. You should look at it. And then he joked about it. He said, I need something viral. This is viral. All right. But yeah, you're right. He fell off the edge of a stage a few years ago. And there was one other one. He needed stitches at one point.
I feel like he has done the then like just kind of singing from his back thing before too. Like Luke fall down, go boom, and then just is like, I'm going to be. I'm
oh, yeah,
gonna...
yeah, you're right.
Right?
Just stays on the ground and just keeps singing.
Now, you know, Donna, I just try to keep it authentic, not jam too much of my life into this show here. It's all about the people. But I was recently at Luke's restaurant down in Nashville. I was there just last week. 7 days in the Yonder Pass, actually. I was at Luke's. So I feel mighty connected to this.
I wonder how long those restaurants will last.
They are like Hard Rock Cafe's, friends. And I don't say that as a criticism, more as just a description. They are not your old. This ain't Jethro Tull's honky tonk. This is Planet Hollywood, Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Like Luke Bryan's truck is hanging right there in the main room when you walk in. But then, boy, it's kind of funny. You go upstairs in Luke Bryan's and it's just got like a normal restaurant vibe. You can still hear the people. And if you're in the right seats, you could still see the people who are singing on stage. But just... yeah, just it feels a little bit commercial.
Yeah, and that's what I hate about it, because it's, I don't know. Nashville was like just this very unique place. But, you know, I guess it's great for tourism. It is what it is. It's just, I wonder how many of these artists are actually investors in these restaurants, or if they're just loaning their name to the restaurant.
I would imagine they're investors. I was walking up and down Broadway this time last week, and I was thinking,
let's get a little Glen Campbell.
I've been
walking these streets alone.
I was thinking of our old intro song from Big and Rich too. Up and down Broadway, am I old somehow? Save a horse, ride a cowboy. I just thought, boy, these people are making money, man. It's great if you're a performer and you can find ways to make money when you are not singing. Have at it. And that's what they're doing. That's my assumption, is Luke Bryan is making money from his restaurant. Eric Church and his new place, Chiefs, it is a new stream of income. So I think that they're invested and they really want them to do well. And I walked around on a Monday afternoon and they all seemed like they had some level of, you know, people that were in there. They weren't crowded like they would be even on a Monday night, much less a Friday, Saturday night, but still.
Okay, so I just did a little digging and Toby Keith, you know, he had the bar in West End over here. I love this bar. What I'm seeing is that he had no ownership interest in the restaurants. He only collected money on the naming rights.
Interesting.
So I don't know if that's true for all these guys, but.
Well, I don't know. Structure the deal any way you want. I guess if you want to have less work involved, you license your name, you get a monthly check.
Right, right.
Not the worst thing in the world.
Last story I have for you. We're staying in the world of country music. Morgan Wallen, I guess, addressed his Nashville arrest. Sort of, kind of. He has a message on X that I'll read to you in a moment. But in concert, here's how he addressed the audience.
When I was a junior in high school, I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then. I guess I'm still a little rowdy now. But Coach Davis, man, he never gave up on me. And there's been a lot of people in my life who never gave up on me. Some of them in this building tonight.
So on his post, he said, I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs. I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility. Where have I heard that before?
You know, the his in-concert thing reminded me of Will Smith after he accepted the Oscar, where it was like, love can make you do crazy things. And, you know, by just saying, like, I was rowdy back then and I'm rowdy now, I would add one more thing to that. And I'm not trying to bash Morgan Wallen, but I would add one more thing to that. And I would say, I need to do better. And I'm saying this out loud for you to hear here tonight, and I know that this is going to go viral and people are going to hear it. I want to put myself on public record for saying what I did is unacceptable and I need to do better. And it's like, it's got to change now, and I need to have a good hard look at what is causing this sort of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause again, guys, I was at Chiefs last week, Nashville brag, and like that was such an erratic thing to do and a dangerous thing to do because you can't see over the ledge. So you were blind throwing a 20-pound chair over a ledge. So what is it? Are you drunk off your, like, out of your mind? Or maybe you're sober and you've got a wicked anger problem? What's going on? But it just feels like that, and I'm all for second chances. I am a product of grace and second chances, okay, friends? But it just feels like you could one step further, both the X statement and what he said on stage, by just really owning it, you know? What do you think? What did you think of what you heard?
I need to see some action before I just go, oh yeah, let's give him a third chance. You need to see something, some kind of improvement. He did say, I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Regarding my tour, there will be no change. And then somebody else wrote, you're still racist. Another person said, it's not a big deal. They're overreacting because of who you are. You know, there's all sorts of mixed comments.
I know. It was, I guess it's not a big deal because it didn't land on anybody. But if that chair lands on somebody, let's say an officer, or let's say a baby in a stroller.
Mm-hmm. Or a dog, or whatever.
I was
going
to say, or God forbid, a dog. Then this is a whole different story. Exactly. But listen, we want them to do well. We want them to live better, make better choices.
Thanks, Dad.
Now, everybody, let's go to Dairy Queen. I said we would get in the car, but let's do better, gang.
All right, we got
to
go. We're running so late. We'll be back.
I blame you.
I blame you.
Oh, crap. Bye. Just
for the... Hi, guys. It's Donna for Bradshaw and Bryant. And a little bit of a social media reminder, especially talking about media posts that can be used against you in a personal injury case. This might not be something that's top of mind for you because social media just really just comes as second nature. You know, I'm having a good day. I'm having a bad day. But I can tell you that... something I learned from Mike Bryant at Bradshaw and Bryant is that insurance adjusters will use anything they can to keep you from getting what you truly deserve in the way of a settlement. So your social media posts can be twisted and they can, you know, it can be taken out of context. This is going to include what you write and also pictures that you post. And you've only got one shot at winning your injury claim. So be really careful with those social media posts. And if you do find yourself in the unfortunate situation of having been injured due to someone else's negligence, get a hold of Mike Bryant. You'll find him today at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you listening to the Monday edition of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. I can't believe we're already talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024. I feel like we were just talking about 2023 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it does feel like they're almost like the NFL in that way. There's no off season really. We're always talking about the people. They just did it. Are they going to accept? Are they actually going to perform? Okay, they are going to perform. Hey, they recorded it weeks later. Hey, did everybody see it? They did it. Then we break for a breather and come right back. And here are this year's inductees. Now it's going to be who's going to show up. Will all of those who have been nominated actually show up? Does anyone have beef or think that someone else shouldn't be there?
I think this is a pretty cool lineup of artists. Here are five more. We'll do a little mashup of some songs here. So there you go. That's in the performers category. Then we've got Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick. They're being recognized for musical excellence. Same with MC5. And one of Motown's creators, Norman Whitfield.
Norman?
Mother. What movie was it? Oh, Psycho. Thank you. Big Mama Thornton will be inducted into the musical influence category, along with British blues musicians Alexis Corner and Johnny Mayall. And then we got some other people that you probably don't know. Got Ozzy. We got Peter Frampton. We got Foreigner. He's already in for Black Sabbath, but he'll be in as a individual performer.
Do you feel like that's needed?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because you're hot for Ozzy. Donna like Ozzy. Donna want Ozzy.
Donna heart Ozzy. I do. I love Ozzy Osbourne. And this is long before he had a show on MTV.
Well, let me ask. And I ask this, I will admit, partly as a cynic.
Okay.
What are your three favorite Ozzy Osbourne non-Black Sabbath songs?
Well, Crazy Train is a good one.
That's not Black Sabbath?
No.
That one is, or wasn't it?
No, that's Ozzy.
Okay. Really?
Isn't it? Yeah.
I'm efforting. I'm looking.
From the album Blizzard of Oz, I believe.
Correct. That's Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay. 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 And that's his like best song, right? Did they do Iron Man? Did Black Sabbath do Iron Man?
Black Sabbath was Iron Man.
Black Sabbath, yes. He has a song. All right. War Pigs. That's a. Is that? No, that's.
What's up?
That's Black Sabbath as well, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I think you're right. Changes is a really good song. There's a song called Over the Mountain. Oh, I really want to hear that song right now.
I got my favorite.
Okay, what do you got, Mike? Mama, I'm Coming Home?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great song. Listen to this one, Steve. It's really beautiful. It's really good.
With that acoustic guitar, I almost get some Led Zeppelin musical vibes in the background there. You know what? Maybe I stand corrected here. I thought that the majority, if not virtually all of his songbook, was from Black Sabbath, but he was the front guy, Ozzy Osbourne. Okay, I accept his induction.
Goodbye to Romance is another great song from Blizzard of Oz. That's hard to say. Blizzard of Oz.
Have Gene Simmons and Ozzy Osbourne ever been seen in the same room?
Not to my knowledge.
Hmm. Okay.
How about Lita Ford, Close My Eyes Forever?
That was a hit.
Yes.
That was a good one. This actually did fairly well on the charts.
Was this another group he was in?
No. Lita Ford is a singer from another group, like the Runaways or something, I think, with Joan Jett. Right?
And he did this with Lita.
Yes.
Yes.
How's Lita doing?
Oh, I was right.
Actually saw her in concert a few years back. Lita Ford was doing a concert with Bret Michaels, and actually they performed this song. Bret Michaels sang the Ozzy part. It was fun.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. I like it.
She was the Runaways. Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
Woo! 65 right. years young.
Not bad. All right, we got to go. Our time.
Doing it already?
Yeah, because we were late.
All right, call back. By call back, I mean just call now. College Pop Culture Knowledge, 651-641-1071. We're playing the game next. Let's do it! Hey, friends, what's up?
Hey, Steve.
Happy Monday. Donna, I'm talking to them, not you. Thanks so much.
All right, I'll be right here.
Okay, you can go. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. Another opportunity for me to tell you about the Canopy Group that is doing it right. They saw a big problem, and they came up with an easy solution. By the way, a free solution for you. In case you ever hear me talking about the Canopy Group, and you think, oh, but how much does the service cost? Nothing. It's not going to cost you anything. New customers, in fact, save an average of over $800 when they make the switch with their homeowners and automobile insurance. So here's what they do. They give you options. Do you know that 80%, actually 81% of Minnesotans have one agent who represents one company? That just means you get one quote. Like, congratulations, you know your insurance agent's name, but do you know if you're getting the best coverage at the best price? You can make sure of that. They've got 16 companies that they partner with. They'll fight it out for your business, and they will do that year after year. It's time to know you're getting the best coverage. Start today. TheCanopyGroup.com. That's TheCanopyGroup.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Good morning. We are back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. And we're going to play again.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, Zamboni's on the phone taking calls as they come in. This is a fluid show. We've always told you that. And it looks like we do have a participant. Miguel, who do we have?
Yes, we certainly do. We've got Tony on the line to play along with us.
Hi,
oh,
Tony.
My gosh. Tony, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
You know, we're doing really well. Tony, let us now turn it back over to the Big Zamboni, who is going to set the stage for today's competition, then we'll come back to you.
Yes, it is a College of Pop Culture Knowledge. I should mention today it's brought to you by 191 Virtual Academy. You can Google 191 Virtual Academy to learn more about supporting your child's passion and purpose. Donna has a 40 to 38 lead. Steve was able to end what was a 5-game winning streak for Donna back on Friday. So with that, we're down to a 2-point game.
Okay,
getting close again. This is going to be, I feel like this is going to come down to December without any kind of like, you know, silly, all right, this one's worth 100 points. It feels like it's going to come down to the end of the year, Donna. That's a deep tease to our December programming.
So great.
Today's a very special day. It's April 22nd. It's Earth Day.
Big fan of Earth.
Do something today to help make your Earth better.
Yeah.
Whatever that might be. If everyone does it, great things will happen. So keep that up. Keep that in mind. And today, for Earth Day, we're going to be talking about the word Earth in pop culture. In other words, all of our answers today for the College of Pop Culture Knowledge will feature the word Earth in them.
Oh, boy.
I love it. It's literal.
It's just
right there.
It's Earth.
There for the picking. Shout out to Big Earth. With that, we now go back to Tony. Tony, have you called into the show before?
I have.
You have, okay.
Not for the game, but I have answered some questions for you about chestnuts and a couple other things.
Thank you, Tony.
At Christmas time, do you remember that, the more hot chestnuts?
She's a part of our chestnut helpline, which is wonderful. We crowdsource. Tony, if chestnuts are not the topic of conversation today, you're probably not doing anything with them. What's going to be going on in your world after you play this game?
Going back to work. I'm actually on break.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, it's so nice of you to call.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. There's a funny sound effect that's happening right now with Tony that it keeps sounding like she's swearing because it goes, woo-hoo, like a little funny thing. Are you near a cuckoo clock right now? All right, Tony, let's have you choose somebody. Here we go. You need to choose either Donna or the underdog Stevie Boy, and people are rallying around me. Do you want to be the next person to do just that?
I love you, Steve. But guess what? I'm going to go with Donna.
Tony, wait a second. I cannot play this game until you tell me why is that weird sound effect happening, the whoop-whoop.
Oh, I'll take my earbuds are running low on batteries.
Oh, they're alerting you. So you're not at a cuckoo clock store. Okay. Did you say that you're teaming up with Donna after all of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay, bye,
thanks
Steve.
For nothing, Tony. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Tony. Oh my gosh.
Every like 1960s game show, that's what they used if somebody said something wrong.
That's so true. These days we use a screaming goat.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. All right, let's play. It's Earth Day today. All of our answers for today's College of Pop Culture Knowledge will have the word Earth in it.
Okay.
That's your clue. That should be a pretty darn good clue. Let's see how it goes. Let's start it off with this first one. This divine hit was Belinda Carlisle's lone number one song. Belinda Carlisle.
I'm going to pass.
AFI said this 1951 film was the fifth greatest sci-fi movie of all time. Its remake in 08 starred Keanu Reeves and Jennifer Connelly.
Something Planet Earth. Mars Attacks Earth.
Back to the Future and Jersey Boy fans likely know this lone hit for the 50s doo-wop band The Penguins.
Oh my God, these are so hard. I feel the earth move under my feet.
This divine hit was Belinda Carlisle's number one song. Belinda Carlisle.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
Wow, that was nothing short of a disaster.
We're going to bring Tony back in here. Tony, please don't swear or use your little toot-toot, but we've got a bunch of answers with the word Earth on it. How do you feel like Donna did? Do you want me to read some of them for you?
Yeah, I'd like all of them, actually. Number one.
But number one, this divine hit was Belinda Carlisle's lone number one song.
Let's go with Heaven and Earth.
Heaven and Earth?
Yeah.
Okay. AFI said this 1995 film was the fifth greatest sci-fi movie of all time. Its remake in 08 starred Keanu Reeves and Jennifer Connelly.
Wow.
Any idea?
Let's just do Planet Earth.
Planet Earth, all right. And finally, Back to the Future and Jersey Boys fans likely know this lone hit from the 50s doo-wop band The Penguins.
Well, I've never heard of The Penguins.
Doo-wop hits, okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not helping. I have no idea.
No worries. All right, that's okay. We're going to put you back on hold again. Word Earth and all the answers. We'll bring Steve back in here and see. Maybe it's just really thinking hard. I don't know.
Realized.
Okay. Hang on one second here, everybody.
Yes.
Dang it.
All right. Hi, everybody. Oh, I love coming back to a dang it.
I love it.
How'd it go, Donna?
Bad.
Okay. How did Cuckoo Clock Tony help you?
Better.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's run through these again. The answers for all of these will have the word Earth in them. Are you ready to give it a whirl, Steve?
I'm ready.
All right, let's start off with this first one here. Again, it is Earth Day today. All the answers have Earth in them. This divine hit was Belinda Carlisle's lone number one song.
Pass.
AFI said this 1951 film was the fifth greatest sci-fi movie of all time. Its remake in 08 starred Keanu Reeves and Jennifer Connelly.
Pass.
Back to the Future and Jersey Boy fans likely know this lone hit from the 50s doo-wop band The Penguins.
Sweet Jesus.
Okay.
Let's see here. Earth Day. Earth movie for the first one, or the second one, and the first one is... I feel the Earth move. And the third one is Earth.
All right, today for Earth Day. Oh, you said dang it. Did you?
No, I just figured out what the first answer is, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the first answer is?
I think it's Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Yeah, she said Heaven on Earth. That's actually the album, the song. The only number one hit for Belinda Carlisle is... Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? We'll make heaven as a place on Earth. That's great. We're going to do that for all of these answers. So there you go, Heaven on Earth. Unfortunately, nobody got that one right. This was maybe more difficult than it was intended to be. Let's go to the second one. AFI said this 1951 film was the fifth greatest sci-fi movie of all time. Its remake in 08 starred Keanu Reeves and Jennifer Connelly, known as one of the first early Hollywood sci-fi movies. The day the earth
stood still.
Correct. The day the earth stood still would have been the answer there. And apparently you guys aren't big fans of the show Back to the Future. You did, I know, see Jersey Boys.
Yes, saw that.
Back to the Future and Jersey Boys likely know this lone hit from the 50s doo-wop band The Penguins. This song...
Earth Angel.
Earth Angel.
Darn it. Yes.
Will you be mine?
So there you go. Some Earth songs that and movies that just, we went 0 for 0.
That was not great. Hey, but you know what? This is why the Lord created tiebreakers.
Exactly.
For just a moment like this.
That's correct. So with that, Tony, you're back in the mix. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it's going to be very simple. How we're going to do this one is I'm going to start playing a song for you. When you name the name of this song, you will be the winner today. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Are the three of you ready?
Yes.
Well, here we go. Name your yell at your name when you think you know the answer.
Donna.
Steve.
Donna was first.
Mm. Oh.
Did you even hear it?
Carly, name the artist?
Name the song.
That's I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet.
A little too much of an answer, but yes, I Feel the Earth Move, the answer.
Okay.
It's all good. Yes, of course, that is Carole King.
Wow, I thought you were going Earth, Wind, and Fire on us.
No.
I had that. That's the bummer, is I had that one loaded in the chamber.
Yeah.
And then you beat me to it. Nicely played, Donna.
No bummer here for Tony. She's a winner today.
Yay! I love how you went with the
Chan Hassan Dinner Theater theme.
Got some Jersey Boys in there. Got some
Carol King
in there. Yes.
Do they have to pay extra for this segment, or is this free?
I'll have a conversation.
We'll send a bill.
Yeah, that's right. Send it to Chris.
And I do need to mention that big congratulations to Tony. She is getting a little more than just a T-shirt. You have won a pair of movie passes to see an advanced screening of The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway, and that's going to be at AMC Rosedale on May 1st. So congratulations. Oh,
thank you.
Yay. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
No help for you, Donna. I'm so sorry.
Hey, who cares? We won.
You won anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Stay on the line, though. Okay. Steve, how are you feeling right now?
It's fine. You know what? Listen, I'm celebrating. It's Earth Day. I stopped on a nice, beautiful walk last night and chatted with a gentleman about his tree. It's a white pine. I think one of the prettiest pine trees out there. It's like a soft, bristled pine. It looks really interesting. And I after I talked to him, I thought, and here's an interesting Earth Day tie-in. I thought, I wonder if I could like squeeze one of those into the landscape somehow in the backyard. But at first, we had pine trees that were dying because our ground was too saturated with water. So now I got all these water-loving, fast-growing trees, but I think they have really helped because they drink the water. They say if you have really wet land and then you plant trees there, it helps to solidify that problem because all of the roots are drinking up all of that excess water. But get this, Donna, as if this story couldn't get any more interesting. This guy says to me, I said, this is a beautiful tree. How long ago did you plant it? He said, you know what? I actually got it on Earth Day from McDonald's. Ever bleeping heard of it? They were handing out little, like the size of a pencil, saplings.
Oh, cute.
And he got one of a white pine and planted that son of a B-I-H. And now it's like 25 feet tall, and it's going to grow to like 60 to 90 feet tall. And it's gorgeous. Look up the white pine, everybody. You're welcome. And we close our eyes. Tis the season.
Every time he brings them up, let's hope this open hell. Steve's tree.
Oh, God.
I'm so jazzed for tree season.
I know you are.
I think I'm going to see an absolute explosion. And I pruned a couple of the willows to create a different shape. I'm really psyched. I was already thinking about fertilizer. I was like, I think I need to do the fertilizer thing again. It's slow. It's a slow release fertilizer. It's not a hyped up on nitrogen. We're trying to leaf out quickly. This is the long-term health and well-being of your trees. Donna, are you still there? Did the line cut? Donna? Am I off the air?
God.
There you are.
I am tired.
Just started. You can't already be tired. Tree season just started.
Oh, dear God. How many times do you think we're going to have to talk about this stuff?
Do I give you an answer here to appease you or what I honestly think is true?
What do you honestly think is true? Hundreds of times?
I think
a dozen.
Between now and the end of now and Labor Day. So that's roughly 130 days.
Why don't we go now and Arbor Day?
When's Arbor Day? Don't say crap, Donna.
Okay.
I'd say during the next 130 days, Arbor I will probably... When is Arbor Day?
Four days. It's Friday.
Oh, good. You've got 4 days.
Can't give me that kind of window.
That's perfect
the
for you.
The poplars even aren't even greening up yet. I think this whole summer, 130 days, I'll probably reference a tree at some point, probably 50 times.
Okay.
But you never know when it's coming, and that's what gets people jazzed.
We have to have like a tree alert sound, like a ooh, 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 so people know that they could go use the can. You know? Okay.
We're going to take a break. We're past time. We're coming back. It's Donna and Steve. Son of a gun on my talk.
Oh, hello. It is Donna for Blaze Credit Union. Blaze is a full-service financial institution, and that is the result of a merge between Highway and Spire. I was just out with a friend yesterday on a bike ride, and she was telling me that she has been a member of, at the time, it was Highway, since she was little. Like, her mom opened up an account for her and she's never left. So now she's a Blazer like me. Blaze is a full service financial institution. They can help you with any type of financial product, any type of financial service at any stage of your life. because they are all about service, service, service. They care about the community. They care about integrity and, you know, all the Midwestern values that we come to expect from our credit unions. I'll tell you what, they've got totally free checking. You should look into that. You put in a $100 minimum deposit, they're going to give you $150 back. You can find more right now at blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA. Hey guys, Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Woo! So you're a mouth breather, huh?
I think so. What an aggressive way to start a segment. I saw something last night and I thought, wow, I'm intrigued by it. I told my wife, she immediately thought of all the danger scenarios of how one could suffocate.
Correct.
Have you heard of Z-Tape? They have a website, ZZZTape.com. They say discover your best sleep ever. Here's what happens, and then you give me your venti sigh-ish opinion. Like you would a, what's the word, hostage. You place tape over your mouth, and you can do this to your partner, too, if you're into this. And then they say it doesn't just encourage nasal breathing. Friends, it mandates nasal breathing because your mouth is taped shut. And then you breathe through your nose, which they say causes you to have a deeper, more restful sleep.
May I say things now?
No, you may.
I think a lot of times people breathe through their mouth is because their nose is stuffed up. So for that reason, I'm out.
Okay. Okay.
It can cause obstructed breathing and more serious sleep disorders like obstructive sleep apnea, sleep disruption. Mouth taping is not safe at all, according to the research that I have done. I heard another show talking about this last year. Yeah, because it's a TikTok thing. You know how you see these things on TikTok, and yes, it's an actual product, but that's where they were doing most of their advertising, I think. It's dangerous, Steve. I'm intrigued by it, but it's dangerous.
I mean, it is a really, it gets your attention. The ad does, because they tape over the mouth and we only think of movies then, you know, and they're in the, they finally, they were kidnapped, thrown into a trunk, and then they rip the tape off. You could do that every morning. My stomach is grumbling. You know, yesterday.
Do you think we can't hear you taking your mouth guard out?
The reason that I took my Invisalign out is because
I didn't have any tape.
Is because, Donna, you know what? This is your hurt calves talking. This is why you're so angry today. It's because your muscles are sore from your big climb over the weekend.
I got my results, by the way.
Oh, great. I'm interested. Tell me later, and by later, I mean never. Hey, here's what I wanted to tell you, though. I had to take my Invisalign out because sometimes on a new day, like Sundays, you get new trays. My tongue is getting a little bit used to it, and I'm specifically trying to mention pronouncing a word. And I saw you jump into my comments. I do actually have to try to block you on Instagram. Yesterday, my wife said, yeah, and then that's how much the dance classes will be, and then it would be, you know, it could be like $125 per costume. And I don't know, and then they would each need like four costumes. And I said humbly, hey, can I tell you something that someone told me? And it changed the way that I say a word that you just said. It's a great way. Friends, husbands, if you're looking to find a way to immediately get your wife defensive, start the sentence the way that I did. You will achieve your desired result in no time. So then we took it to Instagram, and I said, I used to say costume. Oh, do you have a Halloween costume yet? But I believe it's actually costume. I take it to Instagram thinking, okay, an overwhelming decided victory in favor of Stevie Boy. I'll tell you what, two things I noticed. A bunch of people sided with Lou and said, no, I think she's saying, I say it the way that she says it. And Lou's like, even if I'm wrong, too late, I'm 40. This is how it's getting said for the rest of my life. But then you know what else I noticed, which gave me College of Pop Culture Knowledge vibes? People commenting on both Facebook and Instagram with things like, I haven't even watched the video yet, but I'm just going to side with Lou. I'm not sure, but I'm just going to go with Lou here. I don't know if she's actually right, but I'm going to side with Lou. And it gave me real College of Pop Culture Knowledge vibes, where no one wants to team up with Stevie Boy.
I think people just want to punish you.
What did I do?
You know, you're just a little too confident.
I talked the other day about seeing my naked body while sitting on a toilet, and I thought a fat man who was naked had broken into my room. That oozes with perhaps a touch too much self-awareness. I didn't need to bring that to the airwaves. I offered it in a simple way at the beginning. I said, can I tell you something that someone told me? It's kind of like the person who had his foot cut off should talk to the other person who's about to get their foot cut off. And it's like, hey, I've been there. Look, I don't have a foot. I don't know if that's my best analogy.
Mike, can we get a pronunciation?
We certainly can. What's the debate? Where are you guys both sitting at?
I'm pro costume, which I do
it's
believe
costume.
Is the
yeah.
costume.
Yeah. I'm with you, Steve.
Costume.
Yeah.
Aww. Costume.
But I guess in the dictionary, they have both pronunciations available.
Oh.
Even somebody from Britain who chimed in and she said, I am with your wife, but only if she replaces all of those sounds. Like she said, we call it YouTube. We call it Tuesday.
No.
So she said she needs to replace the CH with all of the TU sounds. I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this.
Steve wants leave.
Yeah, Steve is leave.
No, you can't leave. Don't leave. We got a crazy story about how John Travolta got that role in Pulp Fiction. That is on the way. Something I found out about Tom Selleck that's going to blow your mind. And we've got a dirt alert with Mike that's coming up next.